Really? Ladies and gentlemen, live in Faction Auto Works Studio at 1030 KBY, The Voice. I Ubered down here. We were in, and I know this is going to come as a shock, ladies and gentlemen. Other people can't drive their cars. This is a shock. There was like an accident at 22nd and Swan, like 6.5 minutes. Well, you know, you're down to, you got three lanes of travel, and you're down to one. And we're like, well, 4.5 minutes later, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. As I like to say, thank you in advance for your valuable time. Hold on that. Don't surprise my girlfriend with that. I know, John. You want to play it because that's for my girlfriend and for every other woman out there. Hold on. Stop, ladies and gentlemen, stop. I know, I didn't turn the phone down. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. And thank you in advance for your valuable time. And thank you for coming back to Brush Fires of Freedom. We've also got to say, I don't know who did this. John, can I ask you a question? Do you ever talk on the radio or no? No, you don't talk on the radio. I walk in here, my air guitar is in here. It's like somebody set me up for failure. And they also put my tambourine in here. It says, please keep in the studio. We are making some tambourine great again. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. The people that actually support me, you guys got to understand, the people that actually support me in my endeavor, in this one thing that I say, your personal protection is your personal responsibility. I also say, YOLO, you only live once, right? When you do live once, you understand your personal protection is your personal responsibility. When you subcontract that away, that becomes a sliding, slippery slope to slavery. If you don't believe your life is yours, you don't believe this precious gift from God is yours. Once you get there, and you start to think someone else protects you, that becomes a dangerous path. That is stepping away from the people like Patrick Henry, Samuel Adams, John Adams, the people that founded this country, and I'll lay it down right now, Thomas Jefferson. Those people understood your life was yours. They wrote this document, and they understood this life was yours. They understood what government was, a referee of three things, life, liberty, and property. Life, number one. Although we made a massive, massive error, and we've all made a massive error, and that government can't even protect life, for God's sakes, they actually promote a culture of murder. Your government that you vote for promotes a culture of murder and death. Killing unborn babies is not a very good idea. And that's where I'm at right now. You people that vote for it, you get your sticker on, you run back to your house and you tune up Fox News and you say, yeah, I went and voted for a culture of death. The guys at Perfection Auto Works do not promote that. They promote a culture of honesty, honor, integrity, and strength. And they are on my side on this. Mike and the guys at Perfection Auto Works actually believe that if we don't change this, and I mean soon, we're going to walk into a wall, ladies and gentlemen. You can call them at 323-8650. Guys at Perfection Auto Works actually understand the concept of very simple. It's springtime, guys. It's spring, okay? We just moved out of winter into spring. What do I talk about? Belts and hoses, belts and hoses, belts and hoses. Also, fluids, guys. The fluids are very critical to that automobile. I mean, good fluids are a key important thing about that thing. In the differential, in the front end, in the engine, in the transmission. The guys at Perfection Auto Works understand this. They know about the good fluids. We don't buy cheap crap. We don't go to Jiffy crap because that's like recycled oil. We go to Perfection Auto Works and we check those fluids and we make sure they're right. They're right on the money. We also check the belts. We buy good belts. We buy really good belts. Buy once, cry once, right? Buy once, cry once. Call them at 323-8650. They will schedule you on the calendar, get you a 26-point inspection, get you checked out, make that car good, because it goes from like, I mean, this is one of those days, as a guy that works outside, all of a sudden you're from 68 degrees to 94 degrees in less than 2 weeks. Did you hear that? Yeah, 2 weeks. And all of a sudden the car is like freaking out. Also brought to you by the better half of me, which this song that's coming up is for the better half of me. Danny, sorry about that. I didn't bring any water in here. Danny at Biomed LLC, providing me soul-soothing. I got to think about that. Soul-soothing. As a guy, many of you don't understand what it's like. A man. The ground rod of a woman, ladies and gentlemen. The ground rod. That energy that goes through me. And I have a lot of energy, ladies and gentlemen. A boatload. But the ground rod, Danny, at Biomed LLC, my way better half. Damn near the only reason I can actually come down here. Danny has actually provided me with more ethical solutions to problems in my back and problems in my soul. That's the thing about a good girl. We're gonna step into this when we come out of this mess. When you get yourself a good girl, it all works out for you. Danny can be found at biomedllc.org. She is actually providing liquid injections into my back. She's keeping that little bag, the cool bag she's got in her purse right now. Plates and screws, plates and screws, plates and screws. Kind of like belts and hoses, belts and hoses, belts and hoses. When somebody chops my arm off because they can't do their friggin' job, Danny's going to solve that problem. She also solved the problems in my back with liquid injections of amniotaxology. You can find her at biomedllc.org. Also brought to you by the guys right down the street, 3/8 of a mile down the road at 3630 South Dodge. Guys at Frontier Towing, again, Danny's like, hey, what are those guys doing towing your friggin' forklift up the road? bailing me out. The guys at Frontier Towing, always bailing me out at Southwest Industrial Rigging. Call them anytime at 748-1100. I don't care if you got a city-provided go-kart scooter thing or a giant motorhome from Prevost hauling around Metallica. These guys will solve that problem. Joe and Jimmy been friends of mine for almost 29 years right now. And they actually, every single time I call them, they bail me out at Southwest Industrial Rigging, which I don't even need to talk about today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. And I'm going to, oh my goodness. Really, John? Really? From the Billboard Hot 100, it was number 3, ladies and gentlemen, May of 1961, and this man, I believe it was, let's see, what's his name? Gene McDaniels, hold on, I'll do my Bible thing on the other side. Gene McDaniels actually does what's called batting one out of the park, ladies and gentlemen. If you've ever been to a baseball game, which I have, and you actually see the guy bat one over the fence, Gene McDaniels did it. May of 1961, this actually achieved a number 3 level on the Billboard Hot 100, ladies and gentlemen. And what he's talking about is not just my better half, but every single male that's actually walked this planet. Gene McDaniels is telling us what we need to not go crazy. Get us out, John. I'll be back in about 3 minutes and 55 seconds. We're playing this way too long.
100 pounds of clay. And then he said, hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today. Because I know what's missing. Then he rolled his big sleeves up. And a brand new world began. He created. For a man, whoa, yes he did, with just 100 pounds.
pounds of clay. He made my life worth living, and I will thank him every day for every kiss you're giving. And I'll thank him every night for the arms that are holding me tight. And he did it all with just 100 pounds of clay. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is how we make music in the United States of America. Thank you, Gene. We'll get out. We'll be right back.
Digging the clay up off the ground, doing just what he should do to make a living dream like you. He wrote this.
What a thing to do. Put poison in the just to say, just to say, just to say, just to say. I cut my hair, the girl comes. And you cut my hair, the girl comes. I cut my hair, the girl comes. Cut my hair, come till the good Lord comes. Until the good Lord comes.
Live in Faction Auto Works Studio at 1030 KBY. Trusted local news and talk from the blue collar heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. That is Joshua James, ladies and gentlemen, actually knocking it out of the park again. Somebody, one of the people in the audience said, hey, why don't you change up your music, Sean? Yeah, I can pull this off, but I've got to do something. I'm sorry. Sorry, my headphones are so freaking hot right now. I've got to back this thing up. I have actually, I read some things on the interweb that actually I should just stay out of. I should just not care anymore. I really, at this point in the blue collar trades out there, as many of you know, kind of a working class puke out there making things happen, spotlight business this week, and I hate to say it out in front of God and everybody, Raytheon Missile Systems, the guys that spent the most money at Southwest Industrial this week. We worked at Space System Operations, and we also worked at Flight Operations over at 845 at Raytheon Missile Systems. Top spender at Southwest Industrial Rigging. You don't think war is a racket? Yeah, it is. 790-2040 if you don't believe that. But the end of the AmericanDream.com, these guys have nailed it, ladies and gentlemen. There are 18 statistics. Really? Sorry. Let me spit my teeth out. 18 statistics that actually prove we have gone at this point called idiocracy. And I don't know if we can get out, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know that we can dig our way out of a hole. Number one, one recent survey found that 74% of Americans don't even know how many amendments are in the Bill of Rights. Are you kidding me? Those people vote. Those people vote on my rights, ladies and gentlemen. Those people vote on my taxes. Those people vote to raise, I don't know, what the hell, all of the things that are stolen from me. 74% of people don't know that there are 10 documents in the Bill of Rights, and they vote. Ladies and gentlemen, they vote in this republic. Number two, a survey discovered that 37% of American citizens, and I hate to even say citizen, ladies and gentlemen, I just say slaves anymore, can not name a single right. protected by the First Amendment. What? 37% of quote unquote, and again, I say quote unquote, citizens in this country cannot name a single right protected by the First Amendment. Number three, 26% of Americans cannot name the three branches of U.S. government.
There you go.
And they vote, ladies and gentlemen. They vote. They vote. In the 2016 election, ladies and gentlemen, more than 40% of the people, I will not call them citizens, the people that went down and checked those friggin' boxes, more than 40% of those frigging, I don't want to judge, but I'm going to call them what they are, ignorant, sorry, asshats. They went down and they voted and they did not know who was running for vice president from either of the parties. 40% didn't even know the vice president. Are you kidding me? Those people checked boxes against my will to be free. Those people actually pulled this off. 40% didn't even know who was running. All right, number five. Oh, my God. Oh, good God. Good golly, Miss Molly. North Carolina, and I don't live there, but I gotta say it. They're considering passing a law which would mean only scores lower than 39% would qualify for an F. Ladies and gentlemen, when I was a kid, if you couldn't pull a 70, you were done. 70. Over. I guess, you guys, you take $3,500 a year out of my ass on my house to fund your stupid-ass public schools, and now it's coming to TUSD, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming. 39% is an F grade. Chris, how are you today, young man? How have you been?
How you doing, Sean? Hey, I had the pleasure of meeting you on Thursday. We had a little bit of a chat.
Chris! Oh, ladies and gentlemen, spotlight business this week, ladies and gentlemen. Sun King Window Cleaning. Chris, how are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Is that right?
I just called in to...
Have I done that right? Did I do it right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sun King Window Cleaning. Can I ask you a question, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to tell the audience your phone number? Because I promote hardcore working guys like you. You're out there doing this thing. I mean, do we want to promote
maybe,
your business?
Maybe
or?
In the future.
Okay,
maybe in
all
the
right.
future, sir.
All right,
but
okay.
I just had a quick comment.
Go
I,
ahead,
I'm
Chris.
I'm a little pressed on time.
I know, we had a great conversation.
I consider there should only be 26 amendments to the Constitution. We need to get rid of the 27th Amendment.
I'm going to be very...
That's a little joke for you, Sean.
I understand.
That's the one that keeps the pay at Congress cannot be messed with.
They're about to raise their own freaking... Did you hear this? They're about to raise their own freaking salary again because they've done such a great job. They're only $225 trillion in unfunded liability. They're only going to run about a 1.8... maybe $1.9 trillion deficit this year. That's the Republican-controlled Senate and the Republican-controlled White House. It's only a few trillion dollars, right? It's just money anymore, Chris. It's just like, it's fiat currency. Who cares anymore, right?
It's not even money anymore. It's just computer data.
it's those zeros and ones we used to learn about in high school. We all went to TUSD. We know zeros and ones. It's just.
Oh, my. Oh, my. But anyway, I heard you mentioned that someone had said to change up the music, but
I
didn't mean to criticize your show.
No, I did it, brother. I did it. No, I you wait till you get through this thing, Chris. I did it. I'm not judging. But I'll tell you
okay,
what.
Sir.
When I think about changing music, I pull it off.
Point.
All right, Chris. I appreciate your
time. I'll be calling back in, and thanks for the plug.
I appreciate it, Chris. Sun King Window Cleaning, ladies and gentlemen. That's S-U-N-K-I-N-G, and God bless you, Chris. Shaking your hand was one of the highest honors I've had in probably a couple of weeks. When I meet, like, working-class people, it's almost like I met John McCain, except no. These guys work for a living, and John McCain basically steals crap. Get us out, John. We'll be back in, where are we going to be? About 2 minutes and, I don't know, 54. I'm not Captain Obvious, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that, John. Oh, whoa, what do you got going on here? Oh, John, we caught John on an off moment here. The most perfect produced radio show just went. There you go. Go get her.
My bounty just keeps getting bigger, and I keep gaining speed. I got a little side deal with the devil, a good time guaranteed. I'm gonna pull the trigger.
It won't be too long, ladies and gentlemen. Live Fox Auto Studio at 10:30 KBY. The Voice, trucks of local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. I'll continue with my list, ladies and gentlemen. And this is going to probably, I hope it starts to offend you. As I met a guy the other day, I'm up in Ida and La Cholla. He's got a building up there. I'm not going to bring anybody into the mix. He's paying $120,000 a year in property tax. Because you're friggin' commies. You're friggin' socialist. You think it's a great idea to tax my ass to put your kids through school, and yet, number six on my list, 30 years ago, the United States awarded more high school diplomas than anywhere in the world. Where are we at now, ladies and gentlemen? The highest taxed country on earth. Where are we at right now? We're in 36th place. How's it working out for you guys? Maybe you ought to vote for more frigging commies to come after my crap and give yourself a giant frigging round of applause, you commie bastards. Stop voting for commies to steal me frigging blind. If I don't see results in Southwest Industrial Rigging, if I walked in... Again, ladies and gentlemen, I'll make it simple. If I took your government advice and I walked into Raytheon Missile Systems at Space Systems Operation, which I did Wednesday night, and I went in with your political ideas of I am a freaking jackass, and I walked in there and I started to act like a freaking politician and give a bunch of platitudes, you know what I'd be? Unemployed. And yet, those of you in the audience that continue, and those in this radio studio that continue to applaud these frigging pieces of crap that do this to us, get yourself a big old round of applause. Because you got your frigging Republican in there. While you're at your house, while you're sitting there watching Fox News and knowing I get stolen friggin' blind every week for $1,000, plus my property tax, plus my fuel tax, plus the FET tax on my tires. You need to continue to applaud yourself because you put the psychopaths over me. Ingrid, how are you today, young lady?
Well, you've got my heart pounding or worrying about you having a heart attack over there.
I won't have a heart attack.
Oh, but I will, just for listening. I called because earlier you said that people don't know, you know, how many branches of government there are. They can't name them, this and that. And you know, there are very clever politicians out there who contribute to the ignorance of especially our young adults.
Absolutely.
It's
a design. It's a design, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's designed to keep people stupid.
First of all, there's a divide and conquer methodology that's operating very frequently. It's to pit people. Supposing you have a population of people who are very hungry, and then you've got a larger entity who has control over them. But the hungry people are growing in number, and so the larger, more powerful entity can figure out a way to pit the people who are hungry against each other, divide them up into two groups in some manner, pit them against each other, and then the ones who are in power will stay there. The other thing is, too, for instance, this morning on the radio, I heard somebody talking about, complaining about sales taxes on internet sales. Now, and said that a person has to pay a sales tax to a government entity that he has absolutely no control over, can't vote upon the issues in, and so forth. And yet, when you think about it, when you go from Tucson to Bisbee or some other county, you're going to be paying sales taxes to those communities.
And, yes, you're correct.
Those counties.
You are correct. Yes.
And you know, so people get, I think they get confused. They have a lot of things going on in their own personal lives, and they can't really focus. Some people are better at focusing on these things than others, and some people are just more astute, or they're just honed in on these things just naturally. They're not necessarily brighter or anything like that. It's just like being able to get a ball through a hoop, you know, from a great distance on the basketball court. So that's what we're dealing with. And I'd really love to hear you talk more about what you're doing on the board, where you're promoting an avenue of education for students. Granted,
I'll get there. That's a long ways out, Ingrid. Remember. Well, I mean, and again, ladies and gentlemen, this list I'm talking about, I mean, I've got some horrifying numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics or whatever, some government puke organization, about the amount of hours a day people work. And it's like we're under 4 hours a day right now. I work 70 to 75 hours a week. The guys at Raytheon, the guys at Honeywell, the people I work for, they're like, man, Sean, when you bail out, what are we going to do? I'm like, you are on your freaking own. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to help. But Ingrid, I run a company for right now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make this very clear to those of you in the audience. For right now, I run a $1.9 million a year company with 5 employees. And I'll tell you, ladies
That's
and gentlemen,
marvelous.
790-2040. If you're actually pulling it off, it's impossible.
Yeah. Is that a 6-string, an 8-string? What do you have there? How many strings do you have on this?
That's my 6-string, ladies and gentlemen.
Your 6-string?
Yeah, I love my 6-string.
Now, what are those people doing? Is it a board or a committee? What is it?
No, the one I want on, I'm going to get on the JTED board. That's the one I want
on. It's a board.
That's the board. It's the advisory committee. That's what I want on. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I have to get out of this thing at Southwest. I'm not an owner. I'm a freaking slave, okay? I'm a slave. Okay. In 10 years, I haven't had a week of vacation, and they don't pay me for not taking my vacation. So, you know, we're going to do a little option here.
So and what I can are they doing go, in your absence? What's going on in your absence?
There is no absence.
So they're not doing anything yet?
They'll figure it out when I leave. And Raytheon will figure it out when I leave, too.
Okay. Well,
I got to get out, Ingrid. I got to get out because I've got this great song. It's by Barnes Courtney. It's like 8 million views on YouTube, even though I really don't care about that. I got to get out for a minute. And what we're doing at Brush Fires of Freedom, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to, when I walk in here, I know this is hard. I am trying to change me. I'm not trying to force my views, my biblical views, or my work site views or anything. I don't force anything on you. The only people that force their views on you are the people that you elect. Because everywhere I've ever been, every place I've ever went, ever went, when I walk in and I buy something, it's free trade. I buy my laundry detergent, this week's Spotlight Business, Christie's Appliances. I had a washing machine explosion. I go to Christie's. They took care of me. I go over and I pick the washer up. They're completely nice to me. Nobody held out a baseball bat and said, Sean, you got to buy that one. No. No, it was all free trade. It's all cash trade, by the way. The thing is, I can't understand what's going on right now in that many people want to be forced into something they don't believe in. And that's tough for me. I got one string out. Sorry about that. This thing took a beating. I just don't get it, guys. You got to help me. It's 790-2040. Why would you want to live in a world of force and coercion? Can you imagine running a business, kind of like the mafia, right, where it's force and coercion? You walk into the deli and you start saying, hey, give me $10 out of the till or I'm going to beat your ass. Well, that's your government right now. Give me $3,500 a year on your house or I'm going to steal it from you. Well, again, don't hit, don't steal. What do I say? Don't hit, don't steal. And yet your government, every friggin' year, twice a year I get those announcements and I get to pay the government that can't understand the concept biblically, don't hit, don't steal. Call yourself a Christian, you call yourself a Jew, you call yourself whatever. You're swinging your Bible out there and you can't understand the concept, don't hit, don't steal. If it's war, you actually walk in a church and pray for the troops. If it's taxation, you actually walk in because it's a Republican and say, oh, I'm into it. I love it when that guy taxes Sean $60,000 to $70,000 a year. I'm down with that. And yet, the most unchristian thing you can do is have another person steal from me. Don't hit. Don't steal. Don't practice murder, for God's sakes. What went wrong? What the hell went wrong? I'm about to smash this thing right now with a hammer. Be right back in about, just gonna play for a little bit. We'll be back in about 2 minutes and 55 seconds.
I've been on a long road with the devil right beside me. Rising with the morning sun. It's the hunger that drives me. Oh Lord, set my soul, take
my pain and turn it into gold. Cause all I know, all I know, all I know is every time I'm knocked down, it's the struggle that reminds me.
Got an angel on my shoulder, got a penny in my pocket, and I found a four-leaf clover, and I put it in my wallet. Wished on all the stars above me, and I caught the nearest rainbow. Gonna find someone to love me. Gonna find someone to love.
That's right, live at the Faxon Auto Works studio. You know what? That's the Cascades, ladies and gentlemen. An Angel on My Shoulder. That's for you, Danny. A couple of those songs for you, Danny. But that one right there, I can't see what year that was written in. But again, before I was born, ladies and gentlemen. Good old days, right? When they actually knew how to make music. Just make some freaking music, guys. Just do some music. Okay, number seven. According to the Pentagon, here you go. Let's put about 70 plus billion dollars a year into public schooling. And let's see if it works out, because we're all commies now. Mama, mama, we're all commies now. 71% of our young adults are ineligible to serve in the U.S. military because they're either too freaking stupid, they're too fat, or they have a criminal background or a drug problem. And needless to say, ladies and gentlemen, I work at the freaking Rocket Ranch every week. I'm down there 3 times a week, and you know what the Rocket Ranch has a problem with? I say the bomb factory. What do I have to say it? Raytheon Missile Systems Incorporated? What do they have a problem with? What do they have a problem with? These... I'm being very careful, ladies and gentlemen. The kids that apply for their friggin' jobs down there, they've been so freaking stupid on Facebook, they'll never get a job at Raytheon. They're not going to get there. Raytheon does a huge background check on your stupid-ass Instagram, your stupid-ass Facebook, and your stupid-ass Twitter account, and about 65% of the people ain't walking in there. Mark, how are you today, young man? I'm so sorry.
Oh, man. You're
sorry.
I'm right there.
Sorry.
I know firsthand.
You want to?
And we need to get.
You're going to come do the. Next time I don't. Next time I can't get in here, Mark, you can run this show.
No, I can't. I can't run it like as well as you could. And anyway, we need to get truly serious about this fantasy we have about our Leading Edge Engineering Technology Academy. And that is a way to make a dent. You know, I feel your pain. I'm kind of like you. I'm there in the school system trying to, my hardest to, you know, get these students into real and important things. You know, like I teach real things and I teach important things. So I call it real important.
And, do you hear... Do you hear, as many people in the audience hear, I walk in here in pain. You're hearing it, right?
Yes.
It's pain. We're all paying. We're all involved in this thing, guys. I mean, they're stealing us frigging blind. How hard is it when I'm standing at a building and I got to be really careful? It's somewhere near Ina and something. And this guy tells me he pays $120,000 a year in property tax. I fell to my knees, Mark. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? I can't. $120,000 a year in property tax? I mean, our shop's $44,000 a year. My little house is $3,700 a year. And I'm not seeing the results of these kids coming out and coming to work for me, telling me the boiling point of water. Mark, I'm freaking out. I'm not seeing any results. I don't care who we vote for. I don't care who the school board is. I don't see any change right now other than down.
I see it getting worse with this new social justice stuff that's infiltrating our schools. And now they think social justice is some great savior thing.
But what about the what about the parents? I mean, I grew up in a school.
The parents are too busy. You know, if they have parents that are working and they're just too busy. They think how they went to school. And when they went to school, it was better back then.
I
figure, you know, it's going to be just like that.
I know. I'm sorry.
And
let me catch Rick real quick. He's got a short comment, and Rick's on. We're all on the same side, Mark. Okay. I just want to see something get better. I just want to see one thing. I want to see a road, a school. I want to see, you know, I'm tired of people holding my friggin' hand, telling me, oh, Sean, you got to be controlled like Leonard wanted you controlled. Well, if you can't, you want to control me at 53 years old? And you can't run a school and get one of these kids out? You can't get one of these kids out and just understand the concept? That one-third of American teenagers haven't read a book in the last year. They don't know.
That's the problem. They can't read.
They sure in the hell don't know this thing, Mark. It's the Holy Friggin' Bible. And that's a court.
Well, you know, everything is run, all these big things, like, you know, TUSD, it's run by the leftist, National Socialist, Marxist, Stalinist, commie, totalitarian, fascist, Sharia law tolerant, control freak, American Workers Party, Democrats, who want the power to put out more Democrat than any other organization of negative consequences and control freak away your liberties, your rights, your freedoms, and your money.
You are absolutely correct. You nailed it. 2 minutes. Let me catch Rick real quick because I know he's got something to say, ladies and gentlemen. And
hey, Sean, you're on fire today.
I appreciate it, brother. I'm sorry. If I made a mistake, I kind of almost did. I know I may have stepped over the line. But ladies and gentlemen, I am on a mission to free the human condition of slavery. I am the only abolitionist on Tucson Radio, the only Christian anarchist on Tucson Radio. I'm tired of it. Rick, how have you been? I know it's been a long time.
I've been doing okay, and I've been doing as little as possible to avoid paying any taxes. So I work as little as possible. I buy as retail as little as possible to pay sales tax. I drive a little bit less to pay gas tax. So I'm trying not to feed the tumor or feed the monster with my tax dollar.
It's called the cancer. And Rick, you'll love this. Number 13, in more than half of all U.S. states, the highest paid public employee in the state, and this is going to, I hope you're not driving. I hope you're sitting down.
I'm sitting.
The highest paid employee in the state is the football coach at the friggin' university. Are
so
you friggin'
ago,
kidding me?
I almost had a heart attack when Lute Olson, I think there's, you may recognize him, there's like a shrine and people put candles in front of it. And I went to U of A when he was there. I was a freshman. He was apparently a great coach. I'm not saying I don't have anything against him.
No, but good man. Good man.
The football coach at the ASU apparently were the highest paid officials in the state, and I couldn't believe it then, all those years ago, and I still can't believe it.
It's still the same.
How is that even possible? And you know why? It's possible with your tax dollar.
Because
as little as possible to pay into the system and pay taxes.
I agree, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I only say one thing, and I missed it, ladies and gentlemen. This book right here, the Holy Bible, 66 books. that actually, it doesn't matter. I'm not forcing my views on you. Don't hit, don't steal. Don't be a government puke and go out and hit and steal. Love thy neighbor as thyself, and I will see you next week, ladies and gentlemen, on Brush Fires of Freedom. Thanks for tuning in, and thank you in arrears for the gift of your valuable time.